Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories. We lead off today with a rallying cry from some New Yorkers who say they've lost loved ones while waiting on an ambulance or some first responders to show up at an emergency. Three city council committees held a joint oversight hearing to talk about response times and the growing sense that the cavalry isn't cutting it, responding later and later in dire emergencies and has become critical. Newsman Mac Rosenberg at the top of the broadcast on this Friday.
When the FDNY gets a call for cardiac arrest, the numbers show most of the time the patient dies. Maisha Morales' father was one of those patients.
The men and women in EMS, healthcare providers and doctors, are entrusted to protect life, not to leave families abandoned in their greatest time of need.
Response times average 7.5 minutes on a life-saving call, 18 minutes on non-life-saving calls. EMS Chief Michael Fields says a new pilot program will reallocate first responders to hospitals.
At the busiest H&H hospitals, these officers will be on hand when the EMS crew arrives and will take possession of the patient until hospital personnel are ready to take custody.
Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Yeah, the committees are also comparing borough responses to see if the increased lag time is disproportionate depending on where you live, among other issues. Also downtown, opening statements today in the Daniel Penny chokehold trial, and prosecutors lead off with the notion that the Marine veteran went too far in trying to neutralize a guy he saw as a threat and, quote, not a person. 1010 Winds reporter Juliet Papa live for us at the courthouse with the very latest. Jay, what's the word down there?
Yeah, that's right, Larry. And in fact, jurors got immersed in this case when prosecutors showed them body cam video of one of the first police officers responding to the scene. It shows police coming upon Jordan Neely lying face down on the F-Train subway car floor. And that car had already been emptied out, but Daniel Penny remained on the scene. Now, a sergeant asks, what happened here? And Penny responds, he was threatening passengers. He was acting crazy. So I took him out. Prosecutors say Penny held Neely in a chokehold that went too far and knew what he was doing given his training as a Marine. Penny's attorneys say Neely was agitated, acting out, saying he'd kill and he wanted to go to jail as he approached a woman and her young son, cowering in fear. Reporting live, Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Okay, thank you, Juliet, and we will be following the developments in that trial. Elsewhere, the Ethical Culture Filson School here in the city giving kids the option to take the day after the election's off. The elite private school telling families this week kids who feel too emotionally distressed the day after the elections will be excused from classes, and that psychologists will be available during the week to provide counseling. The school leadership acknowledged in an email sent to parents that this may be a high-stakes and emotional time for the community. It says no matter the outcome, the school will create space to provide kids with the support they need. And no homework will be assigned on Election Day either. It says excused absences will be allowed on Wednesday or whatever day the election results are announced for kids who feel unable to fully engage in classes. The Botanical Gardens in Queens says, bring ye all ye pumpkins. They're doing a big pumpkin smash 1 week from Sunday. It's a free community event. Senator John Liu says you can bring your jack-o'-lanterns, your pumpkins, your gourds to the compost yard for a fun-filled day of pumpkin launching. He says you can also pick up a few things on how to take care of the environment.
It's also a way to encourage New Yorkers to begin their household composting, which will be compulsory for New Yorkers in the short term. It's a way to learn about composting, the benefits of composting, and how to effectively compost.
Yeah, the highlight of the event is a custom-made pumpkin catapult ready to launch leftover Halloween pumpkins into the air. You get to load and launch your own compostable pumpkins. Isn't that nice? All while learning about the benefits of composting. Of course, they'll have apple cider for everybody, too. Can't beat that. Well, if you're wondering what to do with all that leftover candy and you got a little one with type 1 or type 2 diabetes, listen to this. The people at Montefiore up in the Bronx doing a little candy exchange today. Yeah, kids can haul their candy up to the hospital's grand hall and trade it in for a toy or a gift card. It's pretty cool. Organizers say it's meant to share education and resources for diabetes management with families, and they're encouraging the little ones to come wearing their costumes. They'll get to enjoy arts and crafts, a photo booth, some healthy snacks. doing it from 3:30 to 6 today, by the way, everybody. This is in the Grand Hall and is hosted by the hospital's Einstein unit. That's pretty nice. Mayor Adams and his legal team trying to convince a federal judge that the charges against him should be dismissed. It's the latest in the mayor's ongoing legal troubles.
Mayor Adams is back in court today. His lawyers are working to get his bribery charge thrown out. It's one of five he's facing, and they're claiming that it doesn't meet the federal standards of a crime. In the indictment, he's charged with wire fraud and conspiracy as well. The feds say they have a decades-long trail of evidence, including flight upgrades and luxury travel perks, along with illegal campaign contributions from a Turkish official. The judge is letting both the prosecution and defense argue their point for 20 minutes each inside the courtroom. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM, outside a federal court.
In other news, that New York State trooper shot while trying to help a guy who he thought was a stranded motorist gets out of the hospital today. Thomas Masquio was shot on the Southern State Wednesday by a suspect who hightailed it and remains at large. The 27-year-old trooper who lives in Nassau has been on the force since 2019. He was in stable condition after surgery on his leg yesterday. He was patrolling by himself, saw a black sedan parked in the median and figured, you know what, this guy needs help. Let me stop. When he went over there, got out of his car as he approached, he heard several pops and realized that he'd been fired on. He dashed back into his cruiser. They say it was a black sedan, a late model Dodge Charger maybe, with rear tinted windows and a temporary New Jersey license plate, 997-636-T. Well, today, his fellow troopers and others from law enforcement honored him with a walkout when he was released from the hospital. Also today, a reward now is up to $10,000 for anybody with information leading to the arrest of that guy who shot him. If you know anything about it, they want you to call 800-COP-SHOT. In the Bronx, police looking for multiple people in connection with a string of knife point robberies. There have been five since September, and in at least one of the cases, a person was physically attacked. The earliest incident happened September 28th near Bruckner and Brook Avenue. 25-year-old guy says he was attacked around 1 in the morning. Another incident happened October 1st when a 29-year-old guy says he was approached near Willis Avenue, again at 1 a.m., police say he was punched, knocked to the ground, and kicked before being robbed. So they're trying to catch that guy.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.